season's greetings, Mets fans, and welcome to a special holiday edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast and most merry podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, who on the last edition said that it would be the last edition of 2014. But as promised on Twitter, I've got enough topics that aren't related to the Mets since we spent the entire last year talking about the Mets to do what I'm calling a few of my favorite things. There is a Mets segment, though, so if you just want to listen to the first like half hour of the show and then turn it off for the Pro Wrestling Mountain Goats Bourbon and Sheffield Wednesday portions of the podcast, no one will hold it against you. But if you have a particularly long commute, that is all available to you on this non-numbered edition of Amazing Avenue Audio. There is some Mets news as well. Not really news, but rumors. And why not? We'll talk about those too. And they all have to do with a certain Colorado Rockies shortstop named Troy Tulowitzki. Therefore, there was no other person I could get to co-host the podcast other than Steve Schreiber. Welcome to the show.
Tulowitzki.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't translate well to... It doesn't work. Not in this medium, not so much, no.
How's it going, Jeff?
It's going good. Maybe better if the Mets get Troy Tulowitzki.
It would be a lot better, I think. It would make my... if it happened tomorrow, it would make my Festivus very happy.
So here's the thing. And obviously there were the rumors coming off the winter meetings started by John Heyman. That there was, you know, constant contact between the teams.
Yep.
And there was like a likely landing spot for him, and all the Mets beat writers got in a bit of a tizzy, and you know, got sources from within the organization saying, No, that's crazy talk, you know, 5% chance or whatever. And then this morning, John Heyman once again, and I am a John Heyman guy.
Yeah.
Comes out and says, "Oh, you know, here's a trade proposal." Not really, like, this is what they should do. Now, I don't know if this is sourced. I don't know if this is just John Heyman thinking that this would be a reasonable deal, or if this is something in the vicinity of the actual ask, if it's even gotten to that far in the negotiations. But here's the thing about the ask, Steve Schreiber.
Yeah.
It's not too batshit.
It's not. Yeah, it's, I mean... I know there have been the rumors about, you know, Jake DeGrom and Zach Wheeler and, you know, having to have two of them in there, or, you know, adding in Syndergaard, something like that. And, you know, just giving up Syndergaard at the top doesn't really seem like all that much. It's you know, it hurts, obviously, but to get Troy Tulowitzki for that and then basically just... what was the rest? I think it was Montero.
Montero, Plawecki, Flores G, and the Rockies kick in $32 million.
Right. And so that, I mean, that in and of itself is a pretty, you know, big amount of money there for, you know, he's a great player, Tulowitzki. So to, you know, it's not a whole lot other than Syndergaard. I think everybody else is kind of, you know, redundant in the organization, whether it's Plawecki with Darnot, whether it's G and, you know, Montero, and you got, you know, you still have Cologne, you still have Nice, you still have Mats, and there's, you know, a few other pitchers at AAA who could probably do a reasonable job in the majors, and I'm sure they'll bring in a veteran as well at some point this offseason. So, you know, depth-wise, at least, it's, you know, it's not too bad, I think, because they'd still have a little bit of depth and they'd be able to go sign maybe a veteran to a minor league deal.
I mean, the thing that strikes me, and I don't think it feels like if this was even in the vicinity of the actual offer or the actual demand from the Rockies, this deal would be done already.
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah.
I mean, I understand there are going to be payroll restrictions, but moving G, you clear $5 million against Tulowitzki's what would basically be 15 this year. And you can still at that point, yeah, it's a bit of a hit to your starting pitching depth. You know, maybe you don't want to go out and trade Nice or Cologne at that point to clear most of the rest of Tulo's salary. But, you know, you can deal Dan Murphy for pennies on the dollar and roll with Dilson Herrera.
Right.
And that might hurt you in the short term. I mean, I think I would prefer Herrera get, you know, like a half season at AAA just to get that under his belt. But, Herrera Tulowitzki or Flores Murphy, I think that's still an upgrade. Even Herrera struggles a bit in the first half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously the big question is whether Tulowitzki stays on the field. But I think it's they're at a point where they need that extra talent. They need that star player. And I'm not really into, like, I don't know, maybe I am, but I don't really think I'm into getting the big star player. I mean, maybe I am. I know I've serenaded Sandy Alderson on Twitter with Giancarlo Stanton and Tulowitzki, and so maybe I am. But I think this is it feels like it's the right move for the time. They have the need, they have the depth to pull it off. They should, by all means, have the payroll flexibility to do it. I know that's been the big word in the organization, payroll flexibility. But it seems like they've got a little bit of everything to kind of make it work.
I mean, you're not wrong. Let's be honest. The current projected 2015 Mets opening day lineup has Juan Lagares batting leadoff. And I love Juan Lagares. Yeah, Juan Lagares is not a leadoff hitter in the majors. Right. Yeah. That lineup is not... It looks to me right now like a roughly 500 team with a little bit of upside if Matt Harvey is good and healthy and Jacob deGrom's true talent level is 2014 and Zach Wheeler takes, another little step forward and no one in the current opening day lineup actually gets hurt at any point in time.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of depth behind it. Now, look, that might all happen.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start looking through rose-colored glasses for the Mets, you have to start looking through rose-colored glasses for every other team in the National League. If you want to get an honest comparison. If that's an 82-win team that could maybe win 86 or 87 games. They could also win 75 or 76 games. There's no other major upgrade available to them unless they want to go, as I've suggested on the show before, after like Max Scherzer or something to replace their whoever their fifth starter will be going into 2015. But then you're paying free agent prices, which are going to be more expensive in general.
Of course, yeah.
And probably have to give more than 6 years to Scherzer. And not that I'm, again, opposed to any of this, but Tulowitzki makes the team better, and you're not, it's not a terrible contract. You get more than that on the free agent market now.
Oh, definitely.
And they're giving up their number one prospect. This is in my view, the number one prospect, the number five prospect, the number six prospect. Dylan Gee, who's a fourth starter, that probably doesn't fit. It's probably not going to be making starts for this team.
Right.
Probably not going to be in the opening day rotation. Probably a non-tender candidate after this season.
Anyway. Yeah.
Rafael Montero, good prospect, but, maybe a number four starter. His upside or his OFP is something maybe a little better than Dylan Gee, but not a world beater.
Right.
And Wilmer Flores, if you trade for Troy Tulowitzki, is obviously expendable.
Sure.
That's just not a big ask from them. They're not trading Steven Matz. They're not trading Brandon Nimmo. They're not trading Dilson Herrera, all of whom could fill positions of need on this team as soon as at the end of this year in 2016, certainly.
Right, yep.
Plawecki isn't... look, is it nice to have Kevin Plawecki in case Travis d'Arnaud gets hurt again? Absolutely.
Course.
Is it nice to have Rafael Montero for starting pitching depth? A guy that if somebody goes down can step in and, make four or five starts for you or starts for a half season and give you, I think his value is maybe taken too much of a hit off his bad 2014, but I think he can be a decent enough starter. That's fine. Those things are nice to have.
Of course, yeah.
But
luxuries.
They're luxuries. And this is the team right now that just doesn't...